live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnson.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnson, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Tuesday on this 24th day of January, 2023. I'm thrilled to have back on the program a man who was really a fascinating guest last week. In fact, we originally had him on the program for the first time on Thursday, January 19th, for part one of the discussion we're having today. I hope that after this live program is over, if you missed part one, that you will listen to it. It is on the archive of ironsharpensironradio.com, so you can listen to it if you type in to the search engine Silvestro, S-I-L-V as in Victory, E-S as in Sam, T as in Thomas, R-O, Silvestro. Our guest today is Dr. Anthony Silvestro, who is an author of the book On the Origin of Kinds. He's an apologist and speaker for Striving for Eternity Ministries. And as I mentioned, we are addressing part two of a conversation we had begun last week on the 19th of January. Part two of A Christian Dentist Speaks Out Against the Life-Threatening Evils and Lives of Medical Tyranny. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Anthony Silvestro.
Thank you for having me back on. I'm excited to be here again.
And once again, co-hosting this program is my old friend, Andrew Rappaport of Striving for Eternity Ministries, the ministry for which Dr. Anthony Silvestro is a featured speaker, and I'm really thrilled to have you back co-hosting today's program again, Andrew Rappaport.
Well, it's a privilege to be back, even though you've called me old.
I guess I should have said the older guest than I am, even if that's not true, I like the way it sounds. Well, why don't you, before we go into our discussion, for the sake of our listeners who have not yet heard the different programs of Striving for Eternity, Andrew, why don't you give our listeners a little nutshell description of that wonderful ministry that you run?
Sure, thanks. Striving for Eternity is really a discipling ministry, and we do it in a lot of different ways. We do it through materials we provide, whether it be our books, but also in syllabuses for an academy we have, the academy courses you could take for free. And we also come into churches and do weekend seminars. So we come in and a lot of different topics from evangelism, apologetics, social justice, how to interpret the Bible. So we come in and train people and leave them with materials. And then we also have podcasting. We have the Christian podcast community that we do. We disciple podcasters, and then that ends up discipling many people around the world. So we're privileged to be able to do this for the Lord, and privileged to be used that way. And we thank you for the friendship we've had over the years. So people can go to strivingforeternity.org and check that all out.
That's strivingforeternity.org. And I would urge everybody listening right now to either call or text or email or however else you communicate with people that you know and love to let them know about today's program, perhaps especially if they have a lot of skepticism and questions about the way the government of the United States, in fact, governments globally, have been treating the whole COVID-19 issue and the enforcement by many and by many businesses and corporations and institutions that people get the COVID vaccine and its many subsequent boosters and follow-up jabs, and perhaps especially if those folks that you know and love are in lockstep agreement with the not only the government, but the mainstream medical institutions that seem to be parroting what the government is saying, and even to a disturbing level, many people in conservative media who will join us when it comes to being against mandates that people wear masks and that people get the jab, but still endorse and push and promote those things. I don't know if I've ever heard one physician on Fox News that did not warn people, or should I say, I don't think I've ever heard of one physician on Fox News that warned people against the vaccines. All of them seem to go along with the Fox News protocol that mandates are bad, that they don't want mandates, they don't want things like this forced upon citizens. But at the same time, they will typically follow up with the comments, but I want to say I'm not against the vaccines. In fact, I've got the vaccine. My wife has the vaccine. Our children, ages 21 to 3, have got the vaccine. You know, they go on to really undermine anything of value that they had to say before or after by making those comments. And it's mind-boggling to me. Today, we are going to be spending most of our time focused on the vaccines that are being pushed for COVID-19. I know that we didn't really get too deep last time in part one on this issue. So since this is really the area that is most life-threatening, I think that it's wise that we spend most of our time speaking about it. And if you want to give a recap, Dr. Silvestro, on why you even brought up the vaccines last time and continue into a deeper exploration of this whole subject.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a quick recap from last week, I'm a dentist of 20 years. I've been holistic for 15 years. Reason why I got into holistics, this is something new from last week, is my son was injured by the MMR vaccine early on, and we couldn't find a medical doctor to get help for us at all. And we ended up going the holistic route and fixing our son, who developed absence seizures and autism symptoms right after the MMR vaccine. And so that opened up a whole different world to me in terms of holistic medicine. And I started practicing dentistry in a holistic sense. And I was very fortunate because the doctors that treated our son, when they found out I was a dentist early on, they spent a lot of time with me because dentists put a lot of mercury fillings into people's teeth still, which is a big problem for a lot of people, poisonous for most people to different degrees. So last week we talked about mask usage, the lack of vitamin usage, the mismanagement of COVID overall from the get-go, both with the lack of vitamins, the lack of the use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And we also talked about all of the things that happened in March, April, and May of 2020 that allowed the government and other agencies to just lay out all the nonsense stuff that we have dealt with now for 3 years and seems to be loosening, but I have a fear that these things are going to be coming back with a vengeance at some point in the future. So in our transition to talking about vaccines, one of the things I wanted to point out is the issue of abuse. So anybody can look up online right now or later after the show, what are the signs of abuse, like emotional abuse? And what I want listeners to understand is listen to these signs of abuse and how this was used by COVID advocates, whether it was the CDC, WHO, government, Fauci, and anyone else who was a proponent of the draconian orders for COVID as well as for the vaccines. So this list is in no particular order, but here they are. Controlling of time or actions, controlling of what you wear, dismissing your own thoughts and beliefs. That when you have your own thoughts or beliefs or actions, the abuser will criticize, name call, shame, and humiliate you. We see gaslighting by abusers, trying to implant things into your memories just by repeating it over and over, usually lies over and over. The threatening you of your well-being, like your job, your money, safety, and such. Withholding things that would help you. Making you have permission to do things that are well within your God-given rights. Monitoring you constantly to make sure you're in the abuser's compliance. Using positive reinforcements when you follow the abuser's demands in order to manipulate and then gain more control. This is a huge manipulation technique, as well as the rest of them that I've already read. They'll stop at nothing to get what the abuser demands, even if it causes you tremendous harm. And then isolation, which would be things like losing benefits and social interaction as a punishment for noncompliance. So these are things that we saw and continue to see happening ever since the start of COVID. So controlling time or actions, you know, they told us 15 days to flatten the curve, as we covered last week. And then they changed their definition of when they were going to open up the country again. They moved the goalposts, and that changed now to different definitions as to when they're going to open the country back up. There is the idea of a 6-foot distance, which had nothing in science talked about a 6-foot distance being a safe zone for people. They controlled what we wore in terms of masks. They dismissed any opposing thoughts. Now, I don't know about you, but when we're in debates talking about things, there is always a healthy part of the discussion to hear both sides, both viewpoints, or multiple viewpoints in order to make your, for you to come to your best decision. When it comes to having our own thoughts and actions and the abuser criticizing those, what do? They called us conspiracy theorists. They call us science deniers. They criticized any holistic idea that was opposed to what they would call mainstream medicine. They gaslighted continually all of what they would call facts of COVID, telling us to trust the science, and their definition of science was a wrong definition of science to begin with. They threatened our well-being, job, money, safety. This was continual. They withheld things that would help us, which would be vitamins, nebulizing treatments, as we talked about last week, as well as ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. They made us have permission to do things that are well within our God-given rights, and they also didn't permit us to do certain things, such as there were many governors telling us you couldn't worship in church. Churches must stay closed. There are other governors who said, oh, you're allowed to worship in church, but you can't sing. I mean, there was a lot of ludicrous things that were being thrown down on us. We saw things like monitoring us continuously to make sure we're in compliance. So the government was doing this. They were enabling the pharmacists and telling them what they can and couldn't prescribe during the time of COVID, meaning no ivermectin for anybody, even if a doctor prescribed it for their patients. This is completely illegal. It is outside the scope of what pharmacists are allowed to do. And yet this was done by government agencies. They had health departments going around fining businesses if they weren't forcing their workers and anybody patronizing the business to comply completely with masks the way they were carried out. And the list goes on, obviously. They used positive reinforcements, for their abuse, for the abuser's demands. And what they kept telling you to do is do your part. And people who were pro-COVID vaccine were saying, I'm doing my part. They're pro-mask. I'm doing my part. Continued positive reinforcement there. They would stop at nothing to get what the abuser demanded, which even if it caused tremendous harm, things like they were putting people in jail for not wearing masks in stores. People were losing their jobs if they didn't get the COVID vaccine or what they call a vaccine. They were losing their livelihoods as a result. People were literally faced with losing everything. For what we're going to find out here real shortly was an experimental jab that had terrible research behind it, the very little bit of research that was actually done. And so what has happened since March 2020 as a timeline leading up to the vaccines? Well, we saw, as in terms of signs of abuse, there is suppression of data by the media, especially in regards to vaccines, nebulizing treatments, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. We just talked about that. We talked about that last week in detail. We saw a lot of censorship and gaslighting by the media. So as the COVID was going on in 2020 and all the ridiculous mandates that were coming down the pike, they were setting up a shop essentially for the rollout of the vaccine coming at the end of 2020 and early 2021. And so there were companies like Google and other tech companies that were known for censoring incoming email and their cloud storage. That's a new development that's recently happened, that outgoing private email not related to Google might have to pass the black box spam check before it can be sent. So Google's doing this behind the scenes to people's email accounts. We saw in 2018, even before COVID, that T-Mobile claimed the right to use their discretion over certain types of texting communication over their networks. And that in 2021, in the height of COVID, Biden allied groups, including the Democratic National Convention, said that they had planned to engage fact-checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers to dispel misinformation about vaccines that was sent all over texting and social media. Some of this research, by the way, comes right out of Dr. Mercola and his research that he conducts in going through all of the different actual fact-checkers out there and good conservative media outlets out there. We saw censorship and gaslighting by social media themselves. So a lot of us are should be privy to the information, really all of us should be, in regards to what was going on between Twitter and the FBI in regards to the elections and Trump. Elon Musk, now that he owns Twitter, has been dumping a lot of this information out there about what's been going on, how many FBI agents were working directly with Twitter and how many retired FBI agents were working directly for Twitter in regards to election stuff and COVID. And then we also see, according to multiple sources, including Robbie Sogue, that the CDC, the Centers for Disease and Control, had influence over COVID moderation, and that the CDC and Facebook worked together with the CDC giving recommendations on what content to flag regarding COVID and COVID shots. So this is the CDC actually telling Facebook what to do regarding COVID and COVID shots and giving recommendations to Facebook. There's actually leaked emails between Facebook and the CDC showing them working together. And some of those items in these leaked emails is they were flagging information about COVID vaccines causing Alzheimer's or being one of the causes of Alzheimer's, COVID vaccines causing prion disease, COVID vaccines causing cytokine storms, COVID vaccines increasing the chances of Bell's palsy. And what's really interesting is as they're flagging this information, we're seeing celebrities and other people actually develop these conditions. Governor Gavin Newsom of California was said to have had Bell's palsy, and that's why he disappeared for 6 or 8 weeks from the media, from pictures, from everything, because he got it after one of his COVID vaccines early on in the COVID vaccination process. So we saw all kinds of gaslighting happen because of government agencies working with social media outlets to censor information and fact check, what they would call fact check certain information and flag information. There's an issue with transparency in medical care. And so what I found really interesting is recently, we're talking a few days ago, there was an HIV vaccine trial halted over the shot's inability to prevent infection. And this vaccine is produced by Janssen, a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson. What's really interesting about this is that why has nobody come out and talked about the fact that it was covered up about the COVID vaccine? All three of the main vaccines, from Pfizer, which is the largest one by far and the most dangerous, the Johnson & Johnson and Moderna, that all of these in their trials had an inability to prevent infection according to those trials, as short as they were and as insufficient as those trials were. Why was that information not put out there in the public sphere, unlike this one about the HIV vaccine just a few days ago, as reported, I believe, by Epoch Times? We see the CDC and the FDA are required by law, and this has been for a long time, to monitor and release adverse effects of everything they're over, including drugs and vaccinations. So this would include the COVID vaccine. And they're to do this by way of what we call safety signals. By definition, a safety signal is information on a new or known adverse effect, so a bad effect, that is potentially caused by a medicine or vaccine and that warrants further investigation. So they're supposed to be monitoring everything that comes out, even though it went through all their FDA approval. They're supposed to monitor these things ongoing for adverse effects, and they call these safety signals. So here's a couple of facts to report. In September of 2020, the Epoch Times asked the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, again, CDC, to release its proportional reporting ratio data mining results. So they're supposed to be data mining for these safety signals. The CDC refused to do this in September of 2020. We're talking almost 2 years after the vaccine rolled out. And it caused a Freedom of Information Act request to force them to release this data. Now, what we found is absolutely remarkable. The CDC's monitoring has identified several hundred safety signals. So we're talking several hundred different types of adverse effects of the three vaccines that are out there for COVID, including Bell's palsy, blood clots, pulmonary embolism. This is where you have a clot that lodges itself in the lung, causes immediate death, and then death in general. These are just four of the over 100 safety signals that have been hidden by the CDC since the beginning of the vaccine rollouts in late 2020, early 2021. In individuals that are 18 years and older, there were 770 safety signals for different adverse events, 770 of them. And more than 500 of them are worse than myocarditis and pericarditis, which is inflammation of the heart and heart tissue. So, you know, a lot of people know now about the blood clot issues and the myocarditis issues, inflammation of the heart. But the fact is there's over 500 that are worse or more effect in the population of reported adverse events than myocarditis and pericarditis. Why are we not hearing about these things? In the 12 to 17-year-old age group, there's 96 safety signals, so 96 adverse reactions. And in the 5 to 11-year-old group, a group that has virtually no issue with COVID whatsoever, that they're starting to vaccinate. Actually, now they want to vaccinate from 6 months old and on. In the group of 5 to 11, there are 66 safety signals, including, again, myocarditis, pericarditis, ventricular dysfunction. This is the ventricles of the heart. Cardiac valve incompetency. These are valves of the heart that blood passes through. Pericardial and pleural effusion. Again, heart issues. Chest pain. Appendicitis and appendectomies. Kawasaki's disease and vitiligo. Again, just a few of the 96 safety signals of the 12 to 17s and the 66 of the 5 to 11-year-old group. The proportions of deaths, which are provided only for the 18 and older group, was 14% for people with COVID jabs versus 4.7% for all other vaccines combined. So there's something much, much worse about the COVID vaccine than people who just have other vaccines. So this is just a little bit of the real mind-numbing data that is out there, that is starting to be fleshed out, starting to be put out there in public, but again is being blocked, being flagged by social media and other media outlets. You know, what we're seeing now as well is some really interesting issues. So why is no one allowed to ask for vaccine status anymore? You know, I talked about this in my video on Facebook Live on Monday night after Monday Night Football when DeMar Hamlin fell victim to sudden cardiac arrest. Now, for the first year to year and a half after vaccines were out, HIPAA laws were thrown out the door. People were asking people about their vaccine status as if you can't come into my store, you can't come into my medical office, you can't come around me. Grandparents weren't allowed to go to their kids' homes to see their grandkids unless they shared vaccination status.
Yeah, in fact, I visited New York City, Manhattan, for a Bible conference, and all of the restaurants had the same requirement.
That's right. So why is DeMar Hamlin not being forced to give his vaccine status? Why are all these people suffering adverse effects that we suspect are coming from vaccinations, COVID vaccinations? Why are they not being forced to give what their vaccine status is, which vaccine it is, in terms of company, how many they've had, and how many boosters they've had? Why is this information out there? Because as I'm going to get into later in this program, the effects for COVID vaccines are worse and worse. They're additive for every single vaccine you get beyond the first one. And that the third, fourth, and now fifth boosters of Pfizer are far worse cumulatively than just the first couple were. So why are we not allowed to ask this stuff anymore? And we're also going to find out later that everybody thought it was acute. You know, I still practice as a dentist part-time. I'd work a little bit more if I could. I got pretty bad thumb arthritis over the years of working. But I had patient after patient, because I'm the only one in my office to not be vaccinated. And I've had patient after patient ask me what my vaccine status was for the first year and a half to 2 years of the vaccines. And it really died down in the last several months. And my answer has always been, I'm immunized. And it wasn't about vaccines, as I'm immunized because I had COVID twice and I've got all the immunities I need. But so that would be my rote answer, and that would satisfy most people. You know what? Us unvaccinated, we're gonna find by the end of this show that it would behoove us to actually start asking people that are around us, our own doctors, our own massage therapists, our own chiropractors, people that come into close contact with us. Maybe we need to ask them what their vaccine status is, because the issues of them shedding components of their vaccines to unvaccinated people is a very real issue that's occurring. And we'll talk about that at least in brief today before the end of the show. Another interesting issue I find is what I call re-education campaigns. So there was a story just a couple days ago of a Philadelphia Flyers player. He's a hockey player, so probably not too far from you, Chris, who Philadelphia had a what I would call gay day. They had a day that was for the LGBTQ community. And as part of the pregame warm-up, the players were to wear a jersey with a rainbow on them, and they were to use hockey sticks with a rainbow sticker on top of it. One player, who I believe is Russian Orthodox.
Yes, he is.
He said, no, I'm not going to do this, and he sat out. Now, the coach said no problem. You know, it was a sincerely held religious belief. He didn't have an issue with it. But guess who did? The homosexual community and government officials. And their response to this was, maybe he's just not educated enough. Maybe we just need to put him through some more training about LGBTQ, and then his stance will change as time goes on. Well, this re-education is the same thing that is occurring from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated. And look no further than guys like Kyrie Irving, a superstar for the New Jersey Nets, and Aaron Rodgers, a superstar quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, who are both two high-profile sport guys who refused the vaccine and stayed the course. There were a lot of sports figures that refused the vaccine early on. And what the teams did in combination with the CDC is they started doing re-education. They started sending people from health departments and what to the team facilities, forcing the unvaccinated players to sit through all kinds of additional quote-unquote trainings as to why vaccines are safe, why all of us are crazy conspiracy theorists, and that they need to get these very, very safe vaccines. And as it turns out, most of these guys succumbed to this re-education campaign, other than certain guys, and some of them high profile, like Kyrie Irving and Aaron Rodgers, who now are just labeled conspiracy theorists, crazies, nut jobs, and everything else that you hear. And so why do I bring all this stuff up? And I know we're getting close to a break here, is because of side effects, right? COVID vaccines are not the safe things that everyone says they're supposed to be. What I'm seeing personally in dentistry, and again, I work just part-time, and what I find really interesting is I work somewhere around 8 hours a week when I'm in town and not on the road speaking. So most weeks I'm there 8 hours a week. And when it comes to different disease states that people have, I get a chance to see patients every 6 months, sometimes more frequently if they have treatment needed between their cleanings. And so what I get a chance to see is people who never had heart issues in the past, don't really have risk factors, and now are developing heart issues between them and their family members. I'm seeing this on a huge uptick. I'm seeing more autoimmune disease, more than I've ever seen before. People who are developing different issues, autoimmune, and there's a whole list of autoimmune diseases that are out there that I'm personally seeing. But the one that is most striking are neurological issues, tremors and Alzheimer's. And I'll focus on tremors mostly. I've seen patients over the years where they might have a little twitch in their finger once every 10 or 15 seconds as I'm working on them. And when I notice that, I'll tell the patient, hey, have you ever noticed this twitch that I'm seeing in your finger? And most of the time they say no. And I say, you should probably go get this checked out. It's most likely early Parkinson's disease. And I'll tell the spouse the same thing with the patient's permission. And sure enough, they come back 6 months later, now on medications for this to slow down the progression. They say, yeah, you know, I've got a tremor. I do have tremors. I've got Parkinson's. And I just watch the progression over the years as it gets worse and worse. What I'm seeing now is patients that didn't have a tremor the last time I saw them, not even a little tick in their finger, and having full-blown hand tremors.
Wow. Can you pick up right where you left off there when we come back from the break?
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to interject. One can only wonder if Ivan Provorov, who is the Flyers player, Russian-born Flyers player, who refused to wear the rainbow on his jersey or hockey stick, you can only wonder what would have been the response to his refusal if he was a Muslim. Just throwing that out there. If anybody would like to join us on the program with a question of your own for Dr. Anthony Silvestro, and we do have a number of people already waiting to have their questions asked and answered, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday, the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Bodie Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. there's more great news. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org. That's g3min.org. And enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnzen and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnzen while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
The Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, once said, "Growing a beard is a habit most natural, scriptural, manly, and beneficial." Grace and peace to all the Iron Sharpens Iron listeners. This is Tony with TheStandardBeardCare.com. That's right, TheStandardBeardCare.com is a Christ-exalting, better-known and simple name in beard care. So if you have a beard, know a guy with a beard, or ladies, if you're married to a man with a beard, head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com. Check out the vast array of all-natural, handcrafted products to make that beard scriptural, manly, and beneficial. And when you do so, you will help to support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. When you use the promo code IRON at checkout, you will receive free shipping to anywhere in the lower 48, and 10% of your donations will go back to Chris Arnzen and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com, where the standard is the standard.
You're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Art Amundson, an Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you build a strategy to help make sure your finances keep up with your long-term needs. Do what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Visit EdwardJones.com. That's EdwardJones.com. Or call 717-258-4688. 717-258-4688. We here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio are forever grateful for the generous financial support of Art Amundson, Edward Jones financial advisor in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Call 717-258-4688 today.
Such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards, and Dr. Joe Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step by step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they're continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, RoyalDiadem.com is still offering Iron Sharpens Iron Radio 100% of the profits from any sale to an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener of $100 or more, as long as that listener mentions Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio when making their purchase. So whether you're getting something that they already have in stock, a piece of jewelry that they already have at royaldiadem.com, or if you are going to get a custom designed piece of jewelry, an engagement ring, for instance, or perhaps you love Anthony Silvestro and Andrew Rappaport so much, you want to take the Striving for Eternity logo and you want to turn it into a piece of jewelry like a pendant for a necklace or a ring, or you want to take your own parachurch ministry logo and turn it into a piece of jewelry, or your church logo, or your denomination logo, or your seminary logo, or anything else that your imagination can conjure up. RoyalDiadem.com are masters at this. I've seen their work firsthand, and I can highly recommend them, and I strongly and sincerely vouch for them. They are absolute craftsmen when it comes to customized jewelry. So go to RoyalDiadem.com as soon as you can, because Valentine's Day will be here before you know it. RoyalDiadem.com, and make your purchase or order your custom designed piece of jewelry as soon as possible while they are still offering us this mind-blowing opportunity to receive 100% of the profits from any sale as long as you mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I have no idea when they're going to pull the plug on this offer, so please try to make your purchase soon. That's RoyalDiadem.com. Mention Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We're now back with Dr. Anthony Silvestro, author of On the Origin of Kinds, apologist and speaker for Striving for Eternity Ministries. And we are speaking about a Christian dentist speaks out against the life-threatening evils and lies of medical tyranny. Also joining us is my co-host today, Andrew Rappaport of Striving for Eternity Ministries. And right before the break, Dr. Silvestro, you were talking about the fact that more and more you are noticing patients coming in that never before in their lives had hand tremors and finger tremors, and you are seeing them come in with this symptom. If you could pick up where you left off.
Yeah, that's correct. So these diseases, like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, take many years before they go and become full-blown. And what I'm seeing personally is people going from nothing to full-blown hand tremors, from great memory to really hard time with their memory, what seems to be a somewhat advanced stage of Alzheimer's. I'm seeing these things happen in a matter of 6 months' time from one cleaning to the next. And I'm not the only one. Friends of mine who are medical doctors, dentists, and other medical professions are seeing the exact same thing. The problem is that a lot of guys, unless they are part of a private medical clinic, if they're tied to insurance companies in some way, or they're tied to a medical system, like a hospital system, they can't say a word about this. And so these are more things that are just getting covered up as time goes on. Another thing I wanted to discuss today, besides the side effects, is a different type of side effect that's happening with vaccines, and it's called the shedding, or as some doctors like to call it, the transmission. And one of the issues we have is that we don't know everything that is in each one of the COVID vaccines. Each Pfizer booster is different than the previous booster in terms of the other stuff they're putting into it. So we don't pretend to know everything in all the vaccines, but we do know a couple things. There's heavy metals in them, and they all cause different issues with spike proteins, and the spike proteins is what causes a lot of medical issues in people. And because we don't know everything that they're putting into the vaccines, there's only certain things that holistic doctors are even able to recommend. If you've ever been vaccinated, how to try to detox from some of it. You can't detox from all of it, especially the gene therapy ones. And then for those who are unvaccinated, if you've been shed upon by people who have had the vaccine, there are things you can do as well. And so one of those things is there's a type of spray made out of what's called zeolite, which is a very good chelating agent. Chelator being, it scavenges heavy metals, microplastics, and other types of environmental toxins that are in your system. Zeolite is very good, very safe, very effective at removing those toxins from the body. Always follow the labels, instructions, or a doctor's advice on how to take it for you personally. But there's a really good spray out there called TRS spray, sold by different companies, that you can use in general for heavy metal toxicity removal, as well as other types of removals like microplastics. This is also effective for certain things that are in COVID vaccines. So anybody who's been vaccinated or worried about the effects of shedding from somebody who's been vaccinated, TRS spray is a great one to utilize multiple times a day. And then we've also seen that the spike protein that is caused by the vaccine can be blocked by certain things. So one of them is ivermectin. there are some doctors, I don't know that I advocate for this yet, but there are some doctors, especially if you're in high-risk areas, that you should take one ivermectin per your body weight every single week, some say two a week, just for prevention, because it'll block spike protein if you've had people shed on you. We also see things like the supplement NAC, pine needle tea, curcumin, which is a supplement. It's turmeric, and this is the active ingredient in turmeric. So probably everybody has turmeric in their medicine cabinet. I eat turmeric every day, whether it's in my lemon drink every morning or on my eggs or something. I always have at least a quarter, if not a half a teaspoon, of turmeric with a little bit of black pepper. And then again, I said zeolite. So you can buy zeolite. You can buy zeolite on Amazon even and swallow it, or you can take a TRS spray, or what I think people should do is really both of them to help detox the body. So with all that being said, in walking into the vaccines, there's a couple things that are really important to understand about vaccines. See, the vaccine used to be defined as being able to produce immunity to a specific disease. So it's when you introduce something to the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. Hence, you take a measles vaccine, it is supposed to produce immunity to measles. The definition for immunity, though, has now been changed to protection in recent times. So instead of immunity, it's now protection. The term vaccine has also changed when it comes to its definition. The CDC changed its definition from a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease to what is now a preparation that is used to stimulate the body's immune response against diseases. So it went from a specific immunity to a specific disease to now just stimulate some type of immune response against diseases. What the CDC did was they recognized, because of a lot of whistleblowers, that the COVID vaccine specifically did not meet the CDC's definition for a vaccine. Instead, it fit their definition for gene therapy, which is exactly what the mRNA shots are. But they went and changed it so that now they can say that it's per the definition of the CDC's definition of a vaccine. That's a big problem. So the entire thing changed. We see with the vaccines that they had rushed development. In general, it takes between 9 and 10 years for a company to develop a vaccine before it comes to market safely. We know that it was fast-tracked, partly Donald Trump's fault. I like a lot of things Donald Trump did, but this is one of the things that he was also guilty of, was fast-tracking the COVID vaccine.
In fact, that's the only time anybody had problem with this. It was when it was Donald Trump's vaccine.
When it was him, right? Right. But behind the scenes, this is what they were all wishing for, hoping for, wanting, and making happen anyway. And so they rushed it and got it done within months, not 9 to 10 years.
In fact, we got to go to our midway break again now. So let's pick up on that fast track vaccine and how it's not a reliable period of time.
Absolutely.
Please be patient with us, folks. This is the longer than normal break in the middle of the show because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle because the FCC requires of them to air their own public service announcements and other things that localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio geographically to Lake City, Florida. So while they do that, we air our globally heard commercials simultaneously. So use this time wisely. Please respond to our advertisers and send your questions to Dr. Anthony Silvestro, chrisarnson@gmail.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday, the 23rd, on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vody Baucom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson, I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd for the G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President Emeritus and Professor of Systematic and Applied Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. Every Christian who's serious about the Reformed faith and the Westminster Standards should have and use the 8-volume commentary on the theology and ethics of the Westminster Larger Catechism titled Authentic Christianity by Dr. Joseph Moorcraft. It is much more than an exposition of the Larger Catechism. It is a thoroughly researched work that utilizes biblical exegesis as well as historical and systematic theology. Dr. Moorcraft is pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, and I urge everyone looking for a biblically faithful church in that area to visit that fine congregation. For details on the 8-volume commentary, go to westminstercommentary.com, westminstercommentary.com. For details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com, heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Please tell Dr. Moorcraft and the saints at Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, that Dr. Joseph Piper of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary sent you.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnson has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reformed Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
This is Daryl Bernard Harrison, co-host of the Just Thinking podcast, and the NASB is my Bible of choice. I'm Pastor
Pastor Tom Buck of First Baptist Church in Lindale, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kent Keller of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Andrew Rappaport, the founder and executive director at Striving for Eternity Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Mark Grimaldi, pastor of Sovereign Grace Church of Greenbrier, Tennessee, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Christopher Cookston, pastor of Prineville Community Church in Prineville, Oregon, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Matt Tarr, pastor of High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has had a long-time partnership with our friends at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. They specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable for everyone. CVBBS has been a family-owned book service since 1987, operating out of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. They seek to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available or popular because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting materials promoted by the secular book vendors. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Order online at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Or you can order by phone at 1-800-656-0231. That's 1-800-656-0231. Please let our friends at CVBBS know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth Love Parent and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth Love Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
Today at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nestle Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And please, folks, never forget to make solid-ground-books.com your very first stop for all your gift-giving needs, whether you're purchasing gifts for your brothers and sisters in Christ, or even those that you know and love who are lost and do not yet know Christ our Lord and Savior. Solid-ground-books.com publishes and brings back into print nothing but the finest, the very finest in Christian literature dating back to the Protestant Reformation and extending forward to our current day, including by such modern-day authors as Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. That's solid-ground-books.com. Purchase frequently, purchase generously. Always mention that you heard about them from Chris Aronson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before I return to Dr. Silvestri and our fascinating discussion and our urgently needed discussion, and I'm sorry I called him Silvestri, I meant Silvestro. We are discussing, if you just tuned in, we are discussing part two of a conversation we began last week. A Christian dentist speaks out against the life-threatening evils and lies of medical tyranny. And we have joining us is our co-host today, Andrew Rappaport of Striving for Eternity Ministries. Before I return to that conversation, I have a couple of very important announcements to make. First of all, if you love this show, folks, and you don't want it to disappear, please, I'm urging you, go to ironsharpensironradio.com. Click support, then click to donate now. You could donate instantly with a debit or credit card. If you prefer snail mail, the old-fashioned way, there will also be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can mail your physical check made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to a physical address. We ask of you also, if you are interested in advertising, as long as whatever it is you desire to promote is compatible with what I believe, you don't have to believe identically with me, but you need to be promoting something at the very least compatible with what I believe, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. We are just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as we are in your donations. Please also remember, I never want anybody who is donating to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to cut into the money that you have reserved every week to give to your own church on the Lord's Day. Don't cut into that money to give us a gift. Never do that. Also, if you're really struggling to survive and make ends meet, please wait till you are more financially stable before you send us a financial gift. There are two things that are absolutely clear in the Bible about our finances. We are commanded to provide for our churches, and we are commanded to provide for our families. Obviously, you're not commanded to provide for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, but if you love the show, you don't want it to disappear, and you have extra money collecting interest in the bank, you have extra money for benevolent, recreational, and trivial purposes, please share some of that money with us if you don't want us to go away. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Last but not least, if you are not a member of a Christ-honoring, biblically faithful, theologically sound, doctrinally solid church, no matter where you live on the planet Earth, I have extensive lists of Christ-honoring churches, biblically faithful churches, spanning the globe. So no matter where you live in the world, I may be able to help you find a church, even sometimes within minutes from where you live, that is a good, solid church. And I've done that with many people in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listening audience in all parts of the planet Earth. So if you are in that condition of not having a biblically solid church home, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. Last but not least, I do want to announce something. This is the first day I'm announcing it, and I am absolutely thrilled. The next Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Free Pastor's Luncheon is going to be featuring for the first time two speakers. We have Dr. William Webster, who is a Banner of Truth author, and his and my friend, Reverend David T. King. In fact, both Dr. Webster and Reverend King wrote together the three-volume, 900-page groundbreaking book, Holy Scripture, the Ground and Pillar of Our Faith, which contains patristic evidence that the Church Fathers believed in sola scriptura long before the Protestant Reformation. So this free pastor's luncheon is going to be held, God willing, on Thursday, April 13th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Church of the Living Christ in Loysville, Pennsylvania. And then, immediately following that, the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Free Bible Conference featuring Dr. William Webster and David T. King on the theme, The Gospel, Rescued by the Reformers and Abandoned by Modern Evangelicals. That will be held on Friday, the 14th of April at 7 p.m., Saturday, the 15th of April, from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., and Sunday, the 16th of April, at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. We'll be getting all of those details out to anyone who is interested. If you send me an email at chrisarnson@gmail.com, I will respond to you with all of the details on this free pastor's luncheon, which is only for men, by the way, and the Bible conference, free Bible conference, which is open to everyone, men, women, and children. So that's chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put free Bible conference in the subject line, or you could put free pastor's luncheon in the subject line, and I will give you information on both. That's also the email address where you could send in a question to Dr. Anthony Silvestro. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least, your city and state, and your country of residence. Before the break, Dr. Silvestro, we were discussing about the fast-tracking of vaccines, which actually started with Donald Trump's administration, and all of the world's leftists were saying they would never take it in a million years, they would never trust it in a million years, just because it was allegedly the brainchild of Donald Trump. But now, the world is mandating these things. So, pick up where we left off, Dr. Silvestro.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as we talk about the rushed development of the COVID vaccine versus every vaccine before that, in November 2022, the Katherine Jensen, who was the retired head of vaccine research and development at Pfizer, said, quote, "We flew the airplane while we were still building it. We couldn't wait for data. We had to do so much at risk." This, end quote. This is what Katherine Jensen, the head vaccine research development at Pfizer, said, who's recently retired now.
That sounds like a joke that an anti-vaxxer would say.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah, it's so hard to believe, right? But then on top of this, they also cut off the vaccine trial quickly. So normal studies take a long time. You're supposed to follow up in studies for short-term, mid-term, and long-term effects. And in Pfizer's studies, as far as we can tell, they stopped the vaccine trial at 60 days after starting it. And how do they stop it, even though they claim they continue to follow the data? Because at first, they gave half the people in the study the actual vaccine, the other half of people in the study, the placebo. In 60 days, they went to the placebo group and said, hey, you didn't receive the vaccine, here it is now, thereby destroying the control group. So now we have really nothing to compare against other than now the unvaccinated population, which is why they are still doing their absolute best as a government, CDC, and WHO to get the unvaccinated to have at least a vaccine, because we're the only essential control group left. Now, what I find interesting about this is even in normal vaccine developments that takes 9 to 10 years, their studies aren't done well either. You know, we often find in vaccine trials that the amount of people enrolled in the study is typically quite small, typically only includes healthy people, so people negative of a health history of major diseases. And yet, when vaccines are given to people, and who they're recommended to is always the people who have health issues. That doesn't make sense when it comes to how the original vaccine trials are started. Now, we don't know what happened to vaccine trials. We're still gathering this data, if only healthy people were used or people with different health conditions were used, to even know if the results are worth anything from that perspective. We know that the vaccine studies in general, including COVID, they follow side effects only for a short time. And so even things like measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis B series, and other vaccines that have been developed over the years, that they only monitor side effects for sometimes a few weeks to a month or two at most, meaning that the long-term side effects are completely unknown and ignored for most vaccine trials. Most vaccine studies, which we suspect COVID was one of them as well, don't use an actual true placebo. And so what does this mean? Well, it means that, for instance, in the Gardasil vaccine for HPV, which caused a lot of damage to a lot of young females when it was first given out, the first iteration of Gardasil vaccine, the placebo used was not a placebo of just saline water or saline solution, which is what a true placebo should be, something that's inert and non-reactive. What they used for the Gardasil vaccine as a placebo was an injection of aluminum, which was equal to the amount of aluminum that is put into the Gardasil vaccine, which means then that any side effects or effects of aluminum in that vaccine wouldn't have been known because it would have showed up the same as in the placebo group. And then we also find with vaccines in general that just because it produces antibodies doesn't mean that it correlates with protection. COVID's even worse. It's not meant to produce antibodies. It's meant to produce antibodies to COVID infection. It's meant to have antibodies to the spike protein of COVID, which is the thing that mutates the quickest on the COVID virus. And even before COVID, we found that things like mumps, pertussis, measles, and chickenpox, just because you got a vaccine for those things, didn't protect you against that. In fact, some of the largest outbreaks of measles are among highly vaccinated populations, despite what the media wants to tell you. We find the same thing to be with the COVID shots.
Well, you want to go
more with COVID?
Well, I was going to say, do you want to go to some listener questions before we have you?
Let's do that.
Okay. And don't forget where you left off there.
Absolutely. I've got it marked.
Okay. We have Ted in Moundville, Alabama. And Ted says, I heard Dr. Silvestro refer briefly to a disagreement about the definition of science. What does your guest believe the proper definition of science to be? And where does that definition come from? Conversely, what is the false definition of science that he sees being propagated by the vaccine advocates?
Thank you for that question, Ted. So first and foremost, I didn't address science a whole lot other than being a science denier, but I will answer that question for you. What I did reference was about vaccines, how the definition of vaccines changed. So when it comes to science and anti-science, I would say this. As a young earth creationist, I deal with the exact same issue. When we talk about science, we have to talk about something that is hypothesized. So it's observed, it's tested, we get the results, we repeat the tests, and we verify the results. So true science that's being done today using the scientific method is supposed to be observable, repeatable, testable, and verifiable in the end. And the problem with science today is when the government, when the WHO, when the CDC, when the FDA, when Fauci and all these people kept coming out and saying it's all about the science, they didn't actually have data to back up the science that they were purporting. And so that's what caused a lot of us to say, wait a minute, you're saying it's all about the science. Well, when we talk about masks, we have 40 years of mask research that all of it suggests that it doesn't work against viruses or aerosols. And yet you're now telling us it works against viruses and aerosols. COVID virus in general has never been something that you could catch off a countertop. It was always by aerosols. And so even though this was a variant, a lab-made variant in the Wuhan laboratory, it's still a coronavirus, which means the size of the coronavirus is still about the same, the second smallest virus known to man. Yes, it was a little bit more infective than traditional coronaviruses, as far as we could tell. That certainly was the same. But coronavirus was still an airborne virus that was caught through aerosols, not through tabletops, not through door handles, not through things like that. And so that's where the science wasn't actually science. It was people who came up with opinions and threw things out there. And I know today is not the show for this, but I do a lot of this stuff with Young Earth Creation and show how the science that scientists talk about that support radiometric dating methods to show an old Earth, that the science they use to try to support the idea that the Earth and the universe are billions of years old because of light, they aren't actually using the science we have today. And furthermore, they're trying to use science not in today's standards, something that's testable and repeatable. They're trying to use things from the past and trying to come up with ideas for today and how things happened in the past in terms of young Earth creationism versus the science that's out there. So I hope that answers your question, Ted.
And Ted, give us your full mailing address in Moundville, Alabama, because you have won a free copy of On the Origin of Kinds by Dr. Anthony Silvestro. And by the way, I want to let our listeners know who sent in questions last week during part one of this discussion. Please be patient with us. You will eventually get your free copies that you won of On the Origin of Kinds as well. It just so happens that I dropped the ball due to all of my busyness lately, establishing and arranging my free pastor's luncheon and my Bible conference, that I forgot to give the list of winners to my guest and my co-host. So you will get these books, God willing, in the near future, so please be patient. We also have an anonymous listener. And let's see, where is that anonymous listener? I just had it in front of me a second ago. Oh, here it is. Please ask Dr. Silvestro how he responds to those in opposition to us anti-vaccines who say, what about polio vaccines and others that helped so many?
Yeah, so this would be, unfortunately, part of a larger discussion that we won't have time for today. First and foremost, most vaccines that are out there are against specific sicknesses, not diseases. And so people in the past that were healthy didn't die from measles, mumps, rubella, which is the same way that people that don't die of chickenpox when you get it at a young age. And so that's one thing to know about the vast majority of vaccines is that they're made for sicknesses that don't kill anybody. Now, when it comes to things like polio, there is very much disagreement as to whether the polio vaccine is what stopped polio spread or if it was actually the cleanliness that was occurring, people starting to wash hands, food supply, the way we handled animals, all that kind of stuff that actually is what caused a major decline in polio. We also have evidence about the polio vaccine being the first thing to start causing what we call Guillain-Barré syndrome, that is essentially an autoimmune issue that affects the brain in people and other nerve tissues within the body. So that's what I would say to them. You can do a lot more research about the polio vaccine. The best resource out there is actually a friend of mine, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Vaxter.com, and you can read all the research. She is the preeminent researcher in the world on vaccines in general, has done a ton with COVID as well, has 40 years of research that she's devoted her life to for this stuff. So you can learn in detail about these things and be able to go out and refute those questions.
And by the way, if you could find it anywhere on YouTube or somewhere else, for I believe it was in the 1970s, there is an absolutely hilarious skit featuring comedian Robert Klein, where he is pretending to be or acting as a doctor in the days of Louis Pasteur, and they're in a very primitive operating room, and he is mocking Pasteur, and he's saying, I think that all of these theories you have against sterilization and all this other nonsense, they're all fairy tales. And he's picking his nose and he's scratching himself, and it's just a hilarious scene. Anyway, by the way, Anonymous, if you give me your full name and mailing address, you have also won a free copy of the book that I have been mentioning, On the Origin of Kinds by Dr. Anthony Silvestro. And if you're a first-time questioner, you'll also receive a free New American Standard Bible. And that will be compliments of the publishers of the NASB and compliments of Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, cvbbs.com, who will ship that out to you. We have our friend, a very long-time and faithful listener, Cindy in Findlay, Ohio, asks if you could please explain in further depth the shedding issue, S-H-E-D-D-I-N-G.
Yes, so shedding is very difficult because, so essentially what shedding is within vaccines, there are what are called carrier viruses, and this is every vaccine out there, has what are called carrier viruses that are used in the replication of what they're making in the laboratory, as well as to carry what they're injecting into you, into the tissues it's supposed to go. So that those are carrier viruses. Every vaccine has a number of them. In the current COVID vaccinations, there's one that is particularly infective called reovirus that's in them. And so these are viruses that are highly infective, can cause damage in a number of ways in the body. And if somebody gets vaccinated with those, they can actually shed those viruses onto you through the air, through aerosols, and you breathe them in, and you can actually get infected with these types of viruses. We are seeing the same thing with the spike protein, is that it looks like that the spike protein can actually be shed. The carrier viruses carry out the spike protein. There are some researchers that are also looking into this other issue. So let's say somebody gets the Gardasil vaccine for HPV and also gets at the same time or within a week or so the COVID vaccine. With the COVID vaccine, the reovirus in it can actually pick up the HPV vaccine, the Gardasil, carry it out, and can actually get it into somebody else's system. Now, it's traceable. We can find this in other people's bodies who have not been vaccinated with either one of those vaccines. What we don't know is how much damage it can cause. So we're still learning about this whole shedding issue. I will tell you though that this is a little bit more controversial by people, although it is pretty well established. It's just not as well known right now. If you type into a Google search or any type of internet search, pathogen and cancer, or virus and cancer, or fungus and cancer, the reality is that there's only one type of cancer that they believe is caused by a virus, at least that they talk about mainstream, and that is HPV causing cervical cancer, and then by proxy, esophageal cancer and mouth cancer in people. And so that's why they came out with the Gardasil vaccine, was to theoretically protect against this. The reality is that medical doctors have known for about 100 years now that every type of cancer we know of is in part due to pathogens, whether it be viruses, bacteria, fungus, parasites, and spirochetes. And so this is actually known. If you, again, you can Google search this and you can find hundreds of thousands of articles that chronicle all kinds of other cancers that are at least in part due to pathogens. A lot of those pathogens are found in vaccines. And so a lot of us will hesitate to say vaccines themselves can cause cancers. We just say that there is a potential correlation to this. And this is why you have people out there screaming about the potential shedding of these vaccines, because the viruses that were used in COVID are especially what we call contagious, that they're easily spread from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated, and we just don't know what the side effects are. What we also don't know about the shedding is we know that the viruses can shed out. We know that they can carry other vaccines that you have in you and other sicknesses you might carry in you and shed those onto the unvaccinated. It can also shed out the spike protein into people who are unvaccinated. What we don't know is, can it also carry out other things, other preservatives, other metabolites that are actually in vaccines into the unvaccinated? And unfortunately, that's just something that only time's going to tell.
Well, Andrew Rappaport, I would like for you to have an opportunity to ask Dr. Silvestro some questions. Since last week we ran out of time before you really asked any. Well, maybe you asked a couple, but what would you like to ask?
Well, you know, one of the things as we talk about this, and Anthony's covered some of the way the behavior from government. You know, Anthony, you and Dr. Tenpenny had done two talks at a local church by you dealing with both the vaccines, and then you did a talk on basically social justice and rights. Where do we get rights? The reaction of those was that YouTube shut our YouTube channel down for quite a while, I think about a month, because we did that and removed those videos. What is it you see? Because you mentioned how some of the government is imposing, but do you see the same in businesses with a similar reaction?
Well, you know, Andrew, you and I have talked about this and how the IRS under Obama targeted conservative businesses. And so this has been going on for a little while. In the auto industry, they did this with certain dealerships that they allowed to stay open versus others when they had the mass closure of dealerships across the country. And we're starting to see this type of cancel culture behavior happen with conservative businesses even now. So yeah, this is a real danger. We saw a few years ago, the Christian bakery that got sued for not doing a homosexual wedding cake. And yet a homosexual bakery wasn't forced to do a Christian cake. We saw that Muslims weren't forced to do a homosexual cake. So there's a lot of stuff coming down the pike against both conservatives and Christianity in general.
By the way, from the sound of the sirens, I think the police are after you already, guys.
Yeah, they might be. I might have to go into hiding real soon.
Go ahead, Andrew.
You know, it's interesting because you bring up the cake, right? And, you know, Kirk Cameron recently went to some of the same libraries where they were having these, for children, these drag queen story hours. And he went to some of the same libraries and they refused to allow him to have a story hour, even if it was for adults on you know, his latest work. And so I think that, you know, this is something that you talk about a lot. And so when we look at this as Christians, we could sit and be afraid of it. But I guess the question I'd have is there more we could do as believers?
Gotcha. Absolutely. So, you know, Andrew, as you know, we developed a very lay level talk about social justice. And I've been teaching around the country before social justice was even a thing in the SBC. I had already been teaching on the concepts of a lot of this. I didn't touch on the Marxism a whole lot, but I touched on all the social issues. The Marxism piece got added to it, a thorough history of it and whatnot. And so what we need to do is we need to get more people trained to get into churches to teach on this so that Christians are well equipped in how to handle both biblically and scientifically the cultural and social issues that are out there. And we also have to teach them how to speak about true science, because this whole COVID stuff that happened the last couple of years was really the result of a lot of people being ignorant to the science that's out there and just blindly trusting the government and trusting medical doctors with medical care. So it really comes in training. And then after the training happens, it also, we have to be bold in our witness. And so we have to recognize that the same way that the apostles ran around, and I like to affectionately say like chickens with their heads cut off during the time of Acts, they were running around sharing the gospel without fear. They knew that it wasn't if, but it was going to be when they were going to be persecuted for sharing the gospel. We need to have that same type of urgency as Christians to go out there and do it. And I'm not saying to do it foolishly. You know, obviously we have to count the cost. We have families we have to support, a lot of us, both wives and children. But we have to be outspoken, and we have to start trusting God more as we go out there and first and foremost, share the gospel lovingly and kindly with a good witness. But number two, not backing down from truth whatsoever. You know, I love how Bodhi Bakum talks about how we like to kill things with 1,000 clauses. And, you know, when a white guy has to talk about critical race theory, usually out of his mouth is, well, you know, my best friend is black, and I had a lot of friends that are black, and I love black people. And, you know, the list of clauses goes on and on and on before he ever gets to the issue at hand. Why do we need the clauses? Why can't we just say, thus saith the Lord? This is what Scripture says. This is what I believe as a result of it. You know, you and I, Andrew, had a similar thing happen, right? We were evangelizing together just about a week and a half ago, and it was poolside, and we had two lesbians that sat down and were talking. And in that conversation with them, pretty quickly, it was figured out that we were Christians, and they pointedly asked us what we believed about homosexuality, right? After they had told us that they were Christians, or said they were Christians, that they went to Christian high school, graduated from Christian college, they go to church, but they are married wives and homosexuals, right? And they asked you that question. You said, it's not about what I believe. And they quickly turned to me and prayed to say anything else and asked me the same thing. I said, well, it doesn't matter what I think, right? But let me tell you what the Bible says about this, to which they got completely inflamed about it. You know, we didn't back down. We were loving, we were kind, but we were truthful. And we said, thus saith the Lord. And we didn't worry about what they said to us. You know, as I know you've told the story a few times on Apologetics Live, they were speaking bad about us to everybody who listened to them here at the resort for the next hour and 15 minutes or so until the pool area closed.
Well, in fact, they were wishing that my children would turn out trans.
That's right.
I thought afterwards I should have turned to them and said, I hope if you have children, they turn out Christian.
Well, we have to go to our final break. It's going to be more brief than the other breaks. And if you have a question, send it to chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
James White of Alpha Mega Ministries here. I'm very excited to announce that my longtime friend Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and I are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia again for the G3 National Conference. That's Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd. on a theme that I have been preaching, teaching, writing about, and defending in live public debates for most of my life, the sovereignty of God. I'll be joined on the speaking roster by Steve Lawson, Vodi Balcom, Paul Washer, Virgil Walker, Scott Annual, and Josh Bice, founder of G3 Ministries. And there's more great news. Chris Arnson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio can get you a 30% discount off the registration fee. Go to g3min.org, that's g3min.org, and enter promo code G3ISIR. That's G3ISIR for the 30% discount. Chris Arnson and I look forward to seeing you all Thursday, September 21st through Saturday the 23rd. The G3 National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, on the sovereignty of God. Make sure you stop by the Iron Sharpens Iron radio exhibitor booth and say hi to Chris Arnson while you're there. Go to g3min.org and enter promo code G3ISIR for your 30% discount off the registration fee.
Prince of Preachers, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, once said, "Growing a beard is a habit most natural, scriptural, manly, and beneficial." Grace and peace to all the Iron Sharpens Iron listeners. This is Tony with TheStandardBeardCare.com. That's right, TheStandardBeardCare.com is a Christ-exalting, better-known and simple name in beard care. So if you have a beard, know a guy with a beard, or ladies, if you're married to a man with a beard, head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com. Check out the vast array of all-natural, handcrafted products to make that beard scriptural, manly, and beneficial. And when you do so, you will help to support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. When you use the promo code IRON at checkout, you will receive free shipping to anywhere in the lower 48, and 10% of your donations will go back to Chris Arnson and Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. So head over to TheStandardBeardCare.com, where the standard is the standard.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens, Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the Gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Very quickly, before we have Dr. Silvestro give some final words, tell us about this Bible conference, Andrew, that you are participating in Tullahoma, Tennessee.
Well, that is going to be put on by Jeffrey Rice. He's a pastor out there. We have Dr. James White, myself, Jeffrey Rice, Haps Addison, and a bunch of other men who are going to be speaking on different aspects of the covenant. This is going to be interesting because we got some differing views there, but it's going to be, I'll probably be the lone man out being more dispensational than the rest. And the topic given is to deal with the Abraham's offering of Isaac and that covenant relationship. So that'll be a lot of fun. There will be a debate afterwards, Saturday afternoon. James White will be debating whether the LSB version versus the King James version, which is better. So that will be very interesting to watch and listen to.
And that's called
the Open Air Theology Conference. And so if people want to get tickets, they just go to Eventbrite and search for Open Air Theology Conference.
And it's also on the specific title, From Shadows to Substance. That's February 16th through the 18th. You can also find out more information at Covenant Reformed Baptist Church of Tullahoma, Tennessee's website, covenantrbctn.com, covenantrbctn.com. Well, Dr. Silvestro, if you could close us out with what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners. And I know that we had to cut you off before, so maybe you'll need to return for another episode on this.
Yeah, that's okay. So kind of in closing, just a couple of things for people to walk away with is one, the government and many other people associated with them said that the COVID vaccines would prevent transmission of COVID and prevent infection of COVID, neither of which it actually does. In fact, the shots weren't even tested for transmission interruption, even though that was a claim for them as soon as they came out of the vaccine trials. So it doesn't stop transmission of somebody having it, and it doesn't stop somebody from getting it. We're seeing right now that the FAA, which governs pilots, that they widened the EKG parameter range so that pilots wouldn't be grounded. Why? Because there's a substantial amount of pilots that have serious heart damage as their EKGs are outside of what used to be the normal range. So people can go look that up and find it out for themselves. The other stats to go look up that I won't have time to get into today is going to be the data from Israel as well as some other countries have shown that the rate of myocarditis post vaccine is somewhere in 1 to 6,000. And some even more frequent than that, which is absolutely amazing to think that it is this high and yet they're still trying to cover up the data. We're seeing a huge increase in stage 4 cancers that in the past, you know, people didn't go from 0 to stage 4 cancer except for maybe pancreatic cancer. Now we're seeing a number of different cancers that people are developing in stage 3 or 4 out of the blue. And all the mechanisms are in place for that to occur as a result of carrier viruses and the spike protein from the COVID vaccinations. We know of mechanisms within the COVID vaccinations where DNA repair mechanisms are being obliterated by 90% from the COVID vaccines, which is knocking out a lot of your white blood cells as well. And these are things that help to stop cancer when it starts in mutated cells. And so things like non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, CLL, type leukemia, and others, they're much higher now of risk for people who are post-COVID jab.
And now we have to bring this to a conclusion, and I definitely know I want you back. For more information on Striving for Eternity Ministries, go to strivingforeternity.org. I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.